What is up, everybody? This is 314 Punk. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's just enjoy this little jam for a minute. Okay. All right. I'm into it. All right. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. All right. All right. All right. Let's get into it. So here we are. This is 314 Punk, and this is the 314 Punk podcast. I think we're just going to call it 314 Punk. It says 314 Punk podcast on the little graphic, but when you're out talking to people, just ask them, hey, do you listen to 314 Punk? And they'll know what you're talking about. Thank you all for supporting 314 Punk. And what that is it's the music, it's things around the music, it's the artist, it's everyone that is contributing to all things punk. And I know that's a lot of things, that's very broad, and we're going to get into some of those things. We're going to talk to a lot of people that are part of it in different ways that aren't just musicians. We're going to talk to studio engineers and the people who run the venues and promoters and all kinds of people that are a part of the scene in St. Louis. So thank you so much for being a part of it. If you're listening, you're probably a part of it. You're probably doing something or you're going to shows, and that means that you're supporting it. You're interested in what's happening in St. Louis in punk rock. And, you know, that goes beyond. You know, we're going a little bit beyond. We're going to talk about punk, but we're also going to kind of get into hardcore and metal and emo and math rock and some, you know, even just kind of your straightforward alternative rock type stuff. So we're going to talk about a lot of different stuff and really just highlight and showcase people in St. Louis. So as many of you have probably wondered, I don't know if many of you have or not, but who runs the 314 Punk page? It is I, Wes Hoffman, who runs the 314 Punk page. So some of you may know me, some of you may not. Many of you may not. My name is Wes Hoffman. I have a band. It's called Wes Hoffman, or Wes Hoffman with Friends, Wes Hoffman and Friends. I have a podcast called Wes Hoffman with Friends. But I really wanted to make this not about me, and that's why I didn't come right out and tell people right away, like, hey, this is Wes Hoffman running this page. I've slowly been letting people know, but I wanted this to be more about 314 Punk. I wanted it to be about punk in St. Louis, and that's why I didn't come right out and say, hey, you know, here's this new thing that I'm doing. Everybody go follow it. I really want people to buy into the idea of just supporting punk rock in St. Louis without having a face or a name attached to it. So just don't even think of me as Wes Hoffman. Just think of me as someone who is representing 314 Punk and that is doing it because they want to, and they want to showcase people in St. Louis who are doing cool shit in the punk rock world. And how this kind of came about, I thought I would take time to introduce this myself a little bit and share the story about how I came to the idea of starting something like this. I'm sure you all remember STL Punk back in the day. If you're old enough, you know, I think it lived on until like maybe the 2004 or 2005, 2006 or something like that, until it finally, you know, died out. But it was this really cool website where at first it started out and it was just like bands could have profiles or there would be shows listed. And this was like in the late 90s. And then it turned into like a kind of a message board where you could message and leave messages on each other's wall. It was very early primitive social media, kind of. And eventually that evolved into bands could have profiles and they could share what shows were on their profiles. And they could, you could have your own personal profile with photos and all different kinds of stuff. And you could put songs up there. It was a really, really cool website. And it brought the St. Louis punk scene together. I don't even want to just say punk scene. It was called STL Punk, but it was like, it brought the St. Louis alternative music scene together. It was like one site that you could go to and you could follow all the bands. You know, you could get to know everything that was happening in town. that was in St. Louis in punk rock. And that was a really, really cool sight. And it was a really fun time. I mean, during that time, I was in high school and in my early 20s. And I remember I logged on to STL Punk every day. And I just thought that that was so cool. And earlier this year, when I honestly missed that site because it was just a really cool way to connect with people in music in St. Louis. And earlier this year, when I started releasing some music, I really wanted to kind of push it out there. You know, I'm getting a little up there in age, and I thought, hey, if I'm going to really do this music thing again, I want to do it right. I want to get some ears on it. How can I get people in St. Louis to listen to my music and let them know about what I'm doing? And there was little to no outlets that I could find. I just couldn't find very many, aside from Shane Presley and Rock Paper Podcast and a few other things. I couldn't find much. There's I went to a show.com, which they weren't really doing much because shows weren't happening. There just was not that much happening that I could find to let people know about what, you know, that I had released some music and I'm from St. Louis and here's the place that you go to know who's released music. And I couldn't find anything like that. And it was kind of sad. I was kind of like, man, that kind of sucks. And as I was going through Instagram, I was noticing some trends that like a lot of other musicians that I started following, or there was just a lot of like random pop punk Instagram accounts, pop punk and punk rock, and they're kind of like zines, but they would have a playlist, or you know, they'd feature different bands and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, there is nothing like that for St. Louis, and I was seeing some for different cities, and there was just nothing like that for St. Louis. And I was like, you know, maybe I can fill this gap for us here and at least get it started and get something out there where you can come to this Instagram account, you can come to this podcast or this playlist and find bands in St. Louis. And that way, if somebody from out of town was looking for bands in St. Louis to play with, they could go to 314 Punk on Instagram, and there's a plethora of bands. There's a plethora of posts with different bands. If they were looking for photographers, there's a bunch of photographers featured. If they're looking for cool things to do, there's some cool restaurants and places to go here in St. Louis. So that's really what my idea of starting this Instagram account. And now it's becoming more than that. We have a playlist. Now there's a podcast that you're listening to. Shock. and that's really what I wanted to do with this podcast. And that's really what I wanted to do with 314 Punk was just share what bands are doing. And that's what we're going to do on this podcast too. So this first episode is going to be pretty short and sweet. I'm probably going to be talking here for another 10, 15 minutes. I will keep it under a half an hour for you. But further on down the line, probably next week or a couple weeks, we will start having guests. And you can come and listen to different bands talk about what they're up to. And you can listen to photographers and designers and artists about what they're up to in the music in the punk scene in St. Louis. So this is just going to be another extension of how to promote punk rock in St. Louis, and I really appreciate it. So also, if you're listening to this podcast, and you are, if this is coming through in your headphones right now or through your car, go listen to my song. That's the only thing that I ask, is go to listen to a couple of my songs. Find Wes Hoffman on Spotify. Listen to my song, What's Left of Me or Far From Yesterday. Follow me. You know, shameless self-promotion here. Like, I would just really appreciate it if you'd listen to my music as well. And that would be awesome. But this is not about me. But I'm just giving myself a little shameless plug here for a second, because I'm proud of myself for doing this podcast. And I would just appreciate it if people would listen. You know, this is a platform for me to share what I'm doing too. I'm a part of the punk scene, and even though it's not going to be about me, it'd be cool if you listened to my song. So let's talk about some cool bands and some shows that we have coming up here soon. So off the top of my head, we have Fight Back Mountain this weekend, June 27th at the Sinkhole. And these, I'm just literally shouting these just off the top of my head. This is what I know. These are what bands are playing. Fight Back Mountain is playing at the Sinkhole June 27th. And you know what? It's actually already sold out. So let's not even talk about that one. No, Fight Back Mountain, great band. They actually practiced down the hall from me at Encapsulated Studios, but they're playing a show. It's sold out. So sorry if you missed your ticket, but they're playing with Letters to God on June 27th at the Sinkhole. 7 o'clock, our doors for that one. There's also a band, also at the Sinkhole a couple weeks later, there is a band called Dialogue, and these guys are really cool. They are playing on July 10th at the Sinkhole, I'm pretty sure. Let me make sure of that here real quick. I have it pulled up. So July 2nd, actually. So it's just a week from Friday. At doors at 7:30, pre-sale only. You can get your tickets at the link in their bio. If you go to Dialogue the Band, it's Dialogue, the band. And these guys are really cool. They're kind of like a, they're kind of an emo. They kind of remind me of Turnover, but they've got some kind of American football-ish guitar lines and stuff like that. They're cool. And I think one of the guys in that band used to play in this band, Pastures. That was also really cool. They were kind of a more pop punk story so far-ish type band, but very, very cool guitar licks. I'm really into those dudes so far. Great band. There is also going to be a pig roast. I heard about this as well. And these are just, this is literally stuff that either bands have sent to me or that I've just found out from being on 314 Punk. There is a punk rock pig roast on June 26th at the South Broadway Athletic Club. It starts at noon. And from what I'm seeing on Facebook here, it's free. What to expect? There's a pig roast, live music, drink specials. It's kid friendly. There's going to be some performances, some bands. I do know some of these bands, so I can speak to it a little bit. No Point. There's a band called No Point. They also practice down the hall from me. Really cool skate punk band. They kind of remind me a little bit of like Pennywise on some of their songs. They're fast. They're gritty. They're kind of fun. Every once in a while, they're a little old school pop punky. Really like them a lot. Grave Neighbors is also playing. Guy Morgan and the Haddonfields. The Haddonfields have been around forever. I have seen those guys plenty of times. Really, really cool band. You know, just kind of your classic pop punk band, but they're super, super fun. Super good show. I feel like they're one of those bands that after, by the time that you've heard the end of one song, you know the lyrics and you're going to want to be singing along. And they're just a fun band to like dance around to. They're just super, super fun. So let's go in chronological order here. If you're looking for stuff to do in St. Louis the next two weekends, we've got Punk Rock Pig Roast. Man, say that three times fast. Punk Rock Pig Roast. Punk Rock Pig Roast on June 26th at the South Broadway Athletic Club at noon, starting noon. At noon. So they're going to be down there all day. There's going to be drink specials. It seems like a lot of fun. I'm not going to be able to make it to that one. I already have some plans, but you should go. And that's why I'm doing this is if I can't go, I'm going to spread the word about it. Then on June 27th, if you haven't gotten your fill from the pig roast yet of live music, go to the Sinkhole on June 27th. Oh, well, you can't. You already got your ticket. They're already sold out. So, but Fight Back Mountain is playing. So shout out to them and Letters to God. That's going to be a good show for them on the 27th. And then the following Friday, we've got Dialogue at the Sinkhole on July 2nd. So there's three events in the next week that are coming up that you guys should definitely check out in the next week. So very, very cool stuff. I'm trying to think of if there's anything else that I'm missing here. Let me just look at my little Instagram account here. And technology is really great, you know, when you're needing to look something up. if you guys haven't been to Red Flag, Red Flag is absolutely an incredible place to see a show. We are so blessed to have this new venue. It was just pretty incredible. I went there. I saw No Point. Who all did I see? Sewer Urchin, No Point, and Modern Angst were all a few bands that I saw there, and they were pretty. It was all pretty dope. Every single one of those bands, I was really happy with. That show was a lot of fun. But yeah, I think that's, you know, I'm just gonna leave it at that. So we've got three shows
coming up here in the next week. The Punk Rock Pig Roast on the 26th. Fight Back Mountain. It's already sold out on the 27th. And then on next Friday, July 2nd, we've got Dialogue at the Sinkhole. And I would highly recommend listening to all those bands on Spotify if you can. If you can find them, go to their Instagram pages, check them out, give them a listen. Some of them might not have Spotify. They might have Bandcamp instead. Just go and listen and support them. They're all really good bands. I've listened to every single one of them. I've played with Fight Back Mountain a couple of times. I've seen No Point at least once. And Dialogue just recently put out an EP. It's really good. It kind of reminds me of like Turnover, but with a little bit of like, you know, I don't know, a little bit more of that Midwest emo feel to it. And I really like them. So I also want to put this call out there. If you guys have shows that you want to be blasted out there to people through the Instagram account or through this podcast, send them to me. That's all you have to do. There is no cost. There is no fee. You don't have to have 1,000 followers. You don't even have to have hardly one follower. You might be just starting out. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. As long as you love me. Wait, isn't that what it is? I don't care who you are, what you did, something like that. I don't know. Anyways, it doesn't matter to me if you have a 100,000 followers or you have zero. Like, this is about supporting people. And if we don't have something like this to support bands and to support the scene, then no one will know about it. You know, if we're not there to support and we don't have something like this. I just thought of one more band that I want to give a shout out that I think is actually doing something here coming up soon. Okay, so July 3rd, we got another one here. We've got Scamps, Bleach, Jonah Roy, No Curfew, and Paco playing at Earth Surf Skate Park in Chesterfield Mall. It's $5 and starts at 8 o'clock. So Bleach is one of those bands that they kind of got a little bit of that old school, you know, rock and roll vibe, but they've got a little bit of a punk edge to them. They kind of, they're kind of grungy. Like, they're just a cool band. They seem to have quite a bit of a buzz about them here in town. So there's four events now within the next week and a half that you can check out if you want to. And I really want to make it out to that Earth Surf Skate Park. I recently just started skateboarding about 3 months ago. I'm not very good. I have fallen many times. I have knocked the wind out of myself several times. I've been a little bruised and broken from some head-on collisions. But you should definitely check that out. It's in Chesterfield Mall. From the looks of Instagram, some videos and photos that I've seen, like, it looks like a really cool place. It's just Chesterfield is a little bit of a haul for me, so I haven't made it out there yet. But it's about to get really hot. It has been really hot in St. Louis the last week or so, and it's going to be indoor skate time soon, because if you're going to want to skate, it's going to be like, for me in my age, it's like heat exhaustion temperatures out there. So, Earth Surf Skate Park, July 3rd, Bleach. Check it out. Had to get some water. All right. Well, I think that's pretty much going to round it up for this episode. I mean, I really just wanted to share why I'm doing this, and some bands that are out there. So, I want to put it out there again, the call to you. This is where I need your help, is if you're in a band and you want featured on Instagram or on this podcast, all you have to do is reach out to me through Instagram or send me an email, 314punk@gmail.com. That's easy enough to remember, 314punk@gmail.com. There's no requirements. There's no cost. I'm just doing this because I want to support. I want to be the spark that starts the fire that can bring us back. We need to, you know, we're coming out of this pandemic. Shows are starting to come back, and we could really make some. There are some fucking cool bands here in St. Louis. And there's nothing out there that's really, that I've seen. If there is something out there that I'm missing, Please tell me about it. But like, I haven't seen much showcasing specifically punk music in St. Louis, and I really want to see us supporting each other and just unifying this scene and helping each other out. And that's really what I wanted to do with this. Is how cool would it be on a Monday night at the Sinkhole or the Heavy Anchor or some local place that there's a local show happening and there's 100 people there? That would be really exciting to me. On a Monday night, Tuesday night, where you wouldn't expect a lot of people to be out, that there's a bunch of people out hanging out, supporting other bands. And that is really cool. And I feel like that's how it used to be. I remember, 2003, 2004, when I would play shows and we would get people out and I would go to other bands' shows and they'd come to my show and they'd tell people about it. And, you know, and then they put us on a show, we'd put them on a show. Like, it was really a cool time and it was really exciting. And I felt like we had something cool going there. And then we get older and we have careers and we have jobs and we have kids and we have lives and we become adults. And it's just not that easy to get out and go do stuff anymore. I totally get it. But I think that there's still a way to support each other digitally, share each other's shit, tell each other about what's going on. Hey, I can't go to the show, but if you're free, you should go check it out. Buy each other's albums, buy each other's songs, buy each other's merch. Go to the businesses that are doing punk shit in St. Louis, or that have that vibe. You know what I mean? Like, support local, baby. I mean, why not? So, and there should not be as much of this. I'm not about competition. That's what I'm trying to say. Is like, we're not going to get anywhere if we're competing with each other, you know, and it's all about helping each other. There is enough for everybody to eat. There's enough for everyone to thrive. And I truly do believe that. So thank you guys again for tuning in and listening. I'm going to pump that music here again. I wrote that little intro for you at the beginning. I hope you dig it. But this is the first of many 314 Punk podcasts. So, please tune in. I think this is probably going to be, should I do every week? Should I do every week or every 2 weeks? I don't know. I don't know how much time I'm going to have, but we'll see. It might be weekly. It might be bi-weekly. We'll just have to see, but you know, I'm going to try to get an episode out next week, I think. So thank you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if you are not already, please follow 314 Punk on Instagram. Go through and look at all the bands that we've posted about already and follow every single one of them if you want to support. Share the page. And again, this is not about me and you know, me wanting to feel cool and grow something. Like, this is all just about supporting each other. If the more people that follow 314 Punk, the more people that are supporting it and will know about your shows and know about what you're doing. So share it with people. And I really, we just hit, the page has only been up for, just opened that account not even 2 months ago at the end of April. And now we are at 500 followers. So I told myself, hey, if this gets to 500 followers, I'll start a podcast. So it got there and it got there pretty quick and I decided to do it. And this is all about you guys and this is all about St. Louis and the punk scene and keeping it alive and not just keeping it alive, but keeping it thriving and getting people out to do stuff and hang out and have fun and support the music. I mean, how cool would it be? You talk about, you hear about other cities. I went to Denver in January right before the pandemic and you want to talk about a punk scene that is thriving. A local show on a Friday night, I don't even know what the name of this place was called. It was called something kind of weird. It was in an industrial park in an old auto shop. So you go in the front and that's where like the counter was and that's where you paid to go in. And then you go in the back and there's like this big car lot. And then these kids were playing in this garage that had been transformed. They had a stage in it and everything. And they could open the garage door to like, you know, bring to, I mean, I guess to let more people in if you wanted, but also to like bring your gear in. It was really, really sick. And I kid you not, there were 200 or 300 people there, local show of all ages. And I mean, kids had mohawk. I mean, young kids had were dressed. I felt like I was literally living in like 1988. I thought I had went in a time warp. It was these, everyone there looked like they were dressed like from the 80s. It was so dope. And it was, and everybody was so excited about it. And it was just so cool to see. It was so, so cool to see. So how cool would it be to do shows like that here? And maybe this is happening and I'm just unaware of it. There were quite a few people at that Red Flag show with Modern Angst and No Point. That was an awesome, dope show. I would love to see more of that. And that's what this is just to like keep it going and let people know about it. So I'm not trying to say we're not where, you know, I'm trying to say we can do better. We can go further. We can keep this going and support each other and make it bigger. And thrive, you know? So that's what this is about. That's all this is about. And it's about showcasing the people that are making it happen and that are supporting it and doing it. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing it, baby. We're keeping it positive, keeping it positive. And yeah, thank you. Thank you guys for all your support, for, you know, tuning into this podcast. And the best thing that I can do is just say, share the page, share what other people are doing, tell them to go to shows yourself, play shows, just continue to spread the word about the cool things that are happening in the punk scene in St. Louis. So thank you guys again so much for listening. Hope you have a great week. And as always, keep it positive and thank you for supporting 314 Punk.